once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus, He is Lord. He's above it all. And in Him we live, we move, and we have our being, and we exist in this dynamic, amazing life experience with all of its craziness and ups and downs and turning around. All of that is part and parcel of our journey while we're here. Now, where are we? When we say here, what is this here? Where is here? What does that mean? Where are we right now in context and time and trying to find how we relate? Because the reality has shifted. The reality has shifted to the point where now so many different things that used to be important are not, and a lot of things that that were maybe something you didn't think about too much, you realize just how important that is. So now, in the process of what we're in the middle of right now, when God tells you to be aware but not distracted, well, then everything in the world is going to come to try to distract you. When God tells you to keep your eyes on Jesus, there's going to be everything in the world that's going to try to get you to focus on all possible things except for Jesus. I mean, if the world wouldn't know what to do if it didn't have scriptures to twist and turn to do the opposite of. Because the world would say, okay, God says, you know, this is the healthy way. You know, if you're going to have a relationship, for example, marriage is something that God, it's His design. So then what does the world do? Well, how can we, as a world, mess up marriage? Mess up what that is? Mess up the thought of it? Mess up the institution of it? Mess up the way that people relate to it and relate to family, relate to, you see what, and there's a reason for that. So okay, so the world tries to do the exact opposite of whatever it is that God is doing. So when God's doing one thing, the world proposes, pushes, makes an agenda of the exact opposite of what God has shown. So when you have a spirit of Antichrist, spirit of Antichrist is going to be a spirit that is anti-God, anti what He has established, and pro whatever it is that will cause death and destruction, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So that's part and parcel of how the world works. To steal, to kill, to destroy. And so when you have a system that does that, well, then you've got Babylon, Babylon, mother of harlots, and you is found all the blood in the prophets. Well, it's a system. It's a system that's streamlined for that. Now, when you know that that's what you're around, well, then you adjust. For the child of God, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. The world has nothing to offer you, even though, you know, it's got these trinkets and toys and things that can try to catch your attention, all of that. But in the end, when you dig in a little bit to what's the substance behind that, it has nothing. The world has nothing of substance to offer you. The only thing that it has is death, destruction, pain, and the loss of that which is real and true. You know, you can... I mean, how many people that are, you know, that have the adulation of the world, but they don't have a real friend? They don't have a real relationship. You know, well, like, if you follow Christ, you're going to get some real people in your life. Because they're going to be brothers and sisters in Christ, and they're going to be rooted and grounded in the truth. So in the end, you'll have some real relationships that aren't based on what you can get out of somebody else, or what they can get out of you, or any kind of codependence or anything like that. It's just going to be, hey, this is somebody that is a brother or sister in Christ. We in Christ Jesus, love each other, and we want to see the best for each other's lives. Great. You know, that's you'll have a bunch of those relationships. Those are awesome. The world doesn't know what that's like. The world will size you up very quickly and see, are you expedient or not for their agenda in the world as they climb their pyramid? And if you're not a resource for it, if you're not a way to, for them to advance themselves, then they've got no interest. I mean, with Jesus, what was the reason that people got so upset with Jesus? Okay, there's a few, but one of the big ones was he was upsetting their system of control and was upsetting their financial system. Because when the money, that's the thing, when the money comes into, when there's an issue there, because it's a representation of what people create and what people exchange in. And when Jesus was upsetting that system, because people now were coming out from under the control of the religious leaders of the day. They didn't know what to do now. So when Jesus started to come out from under their control now, when Jesus started to have the people come out from under their control, rather, now what did they do? That's when the problems and the issues started coming up. Because when Paul and Silas, same thing, they were there preaching the gospel, and that girl that had the spirit by which she would speak fortune telling, and she was telling everybody, oh yeah, these guys are servants of the Most High God, telling you the way by which you should be saved. So all of that was going on. But once they cast out that demon and they could no longer, and then the people that owned that slave girl realized they could no longer make money off of her, now they had a problem. As the scriptures say, you can go check this one, scriptures say, as soon as they saw that their hope of making money was gone, they grabbed Paul. Yeah, that's when they did it. So you've got to realize what the priorities are in the world, what the priorities are in their system, and you know they don't like it when anything messes that up. That position of control, that position of power. You know, when somebody throws it off, they don't want to readjust. But this is also going to be, I think, part of, you know, the way that God will get people's attention. And one way that God will change everything is he's going to upset their systems of control and specifically the systems of exchange. Those things will be upset. Because in that, things can shift. In that, people can make a decision. So many people are controlled through debt. So many countries are controlled through debt. They're controlled by being put in a situation where they can't move. And now they have to be a cog in the wheel. They have to be a cog in the wheel until they can get out of that bondage. So, you know, for the child of God, we want to walk in freedom. And because we want to walk in freedom, we make decisions differently. But the worlders, they're going to operate from a different mindset. And they're going to operate from a different thought process. But when you walk with the ways that God shows you, you're going to be able to go to sleep at night with peace. And you're going to be able to go to sleep at night knowing that you're walking in the right direction. You're walking in the right path. But it is a crazy, crazy, crazy time as far as things changing and shifting. And I mean, the enemy's stuff is going all out. I mean, full on, all out. Just sprint to crush anything that's light or real or true. I mean, excuse me, that last 20 on 20, it was such a struggle, you know, just to get to that. For everybody that's participating, everybody's getting beat up. And then just to even get the show started took almost an hour from the time that we were going to start, just because of all the technical difficulties that we were having. So it was pretty incredible in the end that we were able to even do the show. But we did. Thank God for that. And, but just the amount of resistance that's there, you know, that results in natural manifestations, but that's also just in the realm of the spirit. You can feel all of that. And it's rough. You know, it's rough when the enemy is just so angry that everything in the realm of the spirit just starts swirling and trying to get in and get through. And all those human agents that are part of the world and the world system are doing what they're instructed to do to make things difficult. You know, it's part of the battle for the child of God. We battle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what we fight against. It's not these people. It's the thing that is behind these people. It's the things that are controlling these people, that are animating these people. That's what we fight against. And we fight against it because it's for the salvation and the way out for those that can be saved. For those that would follow Christ if they just knew. Somebody's got to tell them. So we tell them. And you speak with your lives. You speak with your words, but you speak with your lives. When you walk through and you are a blessing and you do the work of the Father, it speaks. When you don't have to be like them, it speaks. When you can walk through this life and this world doing the things that God wants you to do, that speaks. That speaks to those that are enslaved, that it speaks to those that have no ability to make a choice or decision for themselves, that they think that by getting all this money, they might eventually get some freedom. Well, you walk in freedom. You walk in true eternal freedom. They walk in bondage that they would like to call freedom, but they're not free. They're completely bound. They're bound to an illusion. They're bound to an addiction. They're bound to a relationship. They're bound to a contract. They're bound to something. But it's not God, it's not life, and it's not free. Whereas God, when He binds you into freedom. He binds you into that which is real. He binds you into that which is everlasting. He binds you into true joy. God takes care of His people. God takes care of His people. We don't have to worry. We do have some things to do, and we're doing them. That's the other thing, too. When we say, like, we've got some stuff to do, but we're doing it. The children of God are doing it. In this time, we're doing it. We're doing the things that God has for us to do. And it's having and making the impacts that God wants us to make. But don't second guess yourself. You know, sometimes it's a bit rough. Sometimes you take some hits. It's okay. It's okay, that's part of it. Part of it is to take some hits. You know, part of it is to endure some of these attacks and to go through and to come to the other side. That's part of it. You know, part of our journey is a trial. But the process of going through all of that is that when you come to the other side, you come to the other side strong, more than an overcomer. If you were staying into a coddled state, if you were acting like the world, you wouldn't know anything. You wouldn't know anything. You wouldn't be of any good. Because everything that you've gone through has been a sham. Now, God wants His people to know the truth and to walk in that truth. And if you love Him, He's going to put you through some experiences. And those experiences, when you trust Him, they're just going to make you stronger and stronger and stronger. But to continue forward, even when things look a bit bleak, that's a skill. That's a mastery right there. When you can continue forward when things look bad, when they look bleak. See, when everything looks like it's going well, that's an easy time to continue forward. Because, hey, the momentum's on your side. But when things are rough, when things are bad, when things haven't gone the right way, and they're continuing to go the wrong way, you wonder, why am I following God in all this? Keep going. Keep going. At the right time, God's going to show you why. Keep going. And whatever's on your mind and your heart, whatever things are there, just pray, give it to God. You know, whatever it is, He knows. He knows. And He takes care of His people. God takes care of His people. God is for His people. You don't have to worry. Ours is to trust and to obey. We trust and we do what God shows us to do. And in doing so, you're going to live the abundant life. And in living the abundant life, you got to enjoy it. Enjoy it. All right, with that, God bless you guys. Hey, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. Always love to hear from you guys. Yeah, so, yeah, keep going. Trust, pray, and keep on keeping on. We love you guys. God bless you. Father, in Jesus' name, we just pray your blessing upon all of us, upon the listeners, and upon everybody involved and connected to this broadcast. In Jesus' name, bless us all, Father. Keep us on the right track. Keep us on the right focus with you. And may your kingdom come and your will be done. We love you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. And amen. Amen. All right. Love you guys. We'll talk to you soon. God bless you. Bye.